Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
In my tummy.
What's the cheese combo you use?
I would like the basic American yellow cheese with the pepper jack.
Okay, that's
American
nice.
Pepper jack.
That's nice.
Pretty
good
solid.
I'd probably do that exact same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Provolone's good from time to time.
Yeah.
I like a good Munster and some cheddar. I like to mix because Munster's like so
stringy.
And it's just silky and smooth. And then
silky
cheddar's
cheese.
Got the sharp cheese taste that you need. And
gosh,
I love grilled cheese so much.
I haven't had a grilled cheese in so long.
I know.
That's so sad.
Might need to happen today.
Yeah.
Like, we do that from time to time with the kids. We just do grilled cheese and soup for dinner just because it's a fan favorite.
Yeah. It's so good.
I will tell you right now, the game changer is putting that thing in the air fryer.
Oh, yeah.
We've got one of those oven air fryers
uh-huh.
with the little door that you drop down, and it'll fit four sandwiches in there perfectly. And yeah, you throw it on air fry at 400 degrees for like 10 minutes, if that, and man, it gets you the perfect, grilled cheese.
It's so, because it really does, like the whole thing, even the crusts on the outside, gets it perfectly crispy. And that is when you do it in the pan. When you
so crispy.
Well, when you crisp it up in the pan, you don't get those edges.
I feel
you know?
Like we should do our sexy contest right now.
Right?
Tell me about your grilled cheese, girl.
It's so melty. What toasted level do you guys like on your bread?
I like the golden brown.
You're
I like
golden
the
brown?
Golden brown.
I like
yeah.
towards burnt. Like not
black
on both sides, but like a little over golden brown.
Okay.
I think I'm with you, buddy. A little, just borderline, right before it just goes too soon, goes black.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got to be real dark.
That's hot, and then you can dip that in the tomato soup, and that combo.
Oh my god! Slow drip coming off of it.
So are you talking dark brown like rye bread color? That's how you like.
That's
your
too dark.
Cheese?
That's too dark. Yeah.
All right, a little lighter than that, but a
just
little more than
more
golden
than
brown.
Golden brown. Yeah, okay. I don't want it black on both sides, but like I want it. Like, if it was a steak, like, well done. I want it well done.
You want a well done
grilled
cheese.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just real
it's
dark brown.
It's so crispy and good, Katie.
Okay.
Oh.
And that's the beauty of the air fryer, especially if you have the oven one. It gets both sides equally at the same time.
Yes.
And it's so good.
No flip needed.
I might make a grilled cheese today.
No flip needed.
It's so good.
Hey, do you guys put butter or mayonnaise on yours?
I used to put butter, but
I'm a mayonnaise.
No, that's funny because I was told about the mayonnaise and I tried it and I was like, oh my God, it's
so
much better. It adds another layer of flavor.
Is it better than butter?
Yes.
I use butter.
It's better than butter.
Absolutely. It's better than butter. So I've switched.
It hits different.
It
hits different.
It does.
If you do the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Don't you have a story about butter?
I was
going
to say, I might have to start using mayonnaise.
What is the butter story?
Because there is a crappy story about butter coming out right now that Cabot Creamery. Cabot? I've never used this butter.
I don't know.
I think it's one of the fancier butters.
It is. It's it's the premium. It's
called
premium
Land O'Lakes.
So it's not Land O'Lakes.
Thank goodness.
So this is actually some big news hitting right now. It is being recalled. Cabot Creamery recalls their butter, the extra creamy premium butter, because in 7 states so far, it has been found to have bacterium that is often associated with fecal contamination.
It's got poop in the butter.
Poop in the butter.
Poop in the butter. Looking like a fool with the poop in the butter.
So it's been found in 7 states so far, but this butter apparently has gone out all over the nation. And if you have it, they are calling for a voluntary recall so far. So if you like poop
one guy's
butter,
into
that's
it, though.
Fine.
He's like, I'll take it.
If you like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, take it.
But it's the best before date, September 9th. If you have that, you should... I would volunteer to
How
give
that How did
that
get in there? Was it like a disgruntled employee that wandered over to the butter vat and like dropped his pants and went in it?
The FDA is doing their due diligence right now, Jeremy.
To
that's
find
what
out.
Their due diligence.
I didn't know if it was a mad cow that came back.
I think it was a disgruntled employee. He was like, huh? No time off for me, huh? Well, fine.
Yeah, so Cabot Creamery, if you have any of their premium extra creamy butter.
Extra fecally butter.
Yeah, extra fecal.
Go with the mayonnaise on your grilled cheese.
Yucky.
Skip the butter. Well, that could have been the minus, but we've got other things.
Hey. Yeah.
It is time for PMI, your positive, your minus, and something a little bit interesting to kind of get your day going. Kind of fun. Who got to pee today?
I got to pee today.
Hey.
All right.
This is a really feel-good story. So a couple days ago, a 2-year-old boy went missing from his parents' home in Detroit, Michigan.
That is a feel-good story.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
And what's minus?
He just... Save the parents a lot of money. Yeah, no, okay, he wandered out of the parents' home in his diaper. He had no clothes on. Apparently, he's a little toddler that was just able to start walking, and the parents started freaking out. They're like, where is our baby boy? We can't find him. So they call the police, and Sergeant Cole Martin and Trooper Brandon Franklin were two police officers that answered this call. They get out in their police helicopter and start searching the neighborhood. And the cool thing about these police helicopters is they have the infrared cameras that can see heat, body heat.
Yeah.
And so they were able to find this child wandering through the neighborhood with their infrared camera because the time was in essence here. They had a 31-degree day, so it was below freezing when this child got out of the house. And they said they found this kid. He is safe and sound. They checked him out at a local hospital. He is okay. And the two cops were interviewed. This is the funniest part of the story. They were interviewed after this whole thing, and they're like, we're so glad we found him. And they go, what was the first thing you did? Trooper Brandon Franklin responded, oh, the first thing we did when we found him was we high-fived each other. And we go, hey, got him. Good spotting.
You ain't dead.
And then they grounded him. Don't ever wander off again.
They gave him a big talk. Yeah, so the child is okay. The family's happy. And the two troopers know how to
high-five.
That's
fantastic.
So.
We're getting a baby gate for that front door,
good
though.
Good news. Yeah, seriously,
my
though.
My gosh.
Why are you letting him walk around in his diaper outside?
Fantastic.
Oh,
that's a good one, buddy.
That
good
is
news for
good.
Them. He's alive and well.
He's okay.
Yeah.
I hate to go back just a second, but we were talking about the grilled cheese, and Nick Nack just texted me, because we're going to go to some Easter thing at church, and the kids are all outside, and they bring in food trucks. She says, there's going to be a grilled cheese food truck at church on Sunday called What Would Jesus Do?
Oh, my gosh.
So many funny things about
what
that.
What would Jesus do at church?
That's perfect.
So good. Okay, sorry.
That's fantastic.
Sorry to backtrack.
Bring us one.
Cheese.
Bring us
one
on Monday.
I want one, right?
Those are heavenly.
Yeah.
They're doing the Lord's work. All right, so I have the M. Yes, I do. This is embarrassing. This could be on a list of the embarrassing things that can land you in an ER. There's a middle-aged man who showed up at the hospital with a bad cough and would not go away. He'd been trying cough syrup, all sorts of different medications, and it didn't help. His eyes were also very bloodshot, probably because he'd been coughing and hacking so much. So they did some scans on this dude, and they found a mass in his lower right lung. That's a big minus.
Yeah.
Found out it wasn't cancer, so that's good.
Yeah.
Turned out he had a massive fungal infection in his lungs. And they're like, how the heck did this happen? That's disgusting. Turns out, dude had a thing for sniffing his own dirty socks.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Like, he did it a lot?
Enough to get a fungal.
He got into a habit of smelling his socks after work each and every night right before he tossed them in the laundry bin. So, it sounds like he essentially had athlete's lung. Like an athlete's foot fungus that grew in his lungs.
I knew someone with athlete's foot, and that is disgusting.
I used to have it way back in the day when I was doing like little league soccer and baseball, and I would
that
get
is
it.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting,
yeah,
I know.
Is,
and you had to spray the Lotrimin or whatever on
it.
I was like 10. They tested his socks, and yep, they did find the same fungus that he had in his lungs. Luckily, they then put him on antifungal meds. And he's going to be okay. But let that be a lesson to you that you probably shouldn't be huffing your socks at the end of the night. Because that stuff gets in your lungs.
Your own socks?
I had no idea.
It's like
that
a
could
TLC
happen.
Special,
that's
right?
That's the weird thing. Like,
sure, everyone,
and then I ate them.
No, everyone loves their own brand. Like, that's messed up. You can't even smell your own
what
socks.
What did you just
anymore.
Say, Kate?
They do.
Can I say?
I have never done that.
Incredibly
just
proud.
Just maybe to see if they were like dirty or something before I put them. Like, are
my
these dirty?
My feet don't smell.
No?
Like, I could run That's a good. Marathon, and my socks will come out bright, shiny, clean.
What else are you smelling of yourself, Katie?
No,
yeah, what?
I'm just
I'm
saying,
very...
like, it's not
I
that
love
it smells
my
bad,
own brand.
Everybody smells themselves.
Katie sniffs,
so to
dude,
not...
she sniffs her socks.
I know she is Dutch ovening herself every night.
No.
You are Dutch ovening
she
yourself.
She puts her own head under the covers, and she's like,
ugh, it's like I had grilled cheese today.
That monster cheese. It's okay.
Why
no.
am I not surprised?
No.
That's disgusting. Katie loves her own brand.
No,
all right.
It's not
hey,
gross,
boys.
Though. It's not gross.
All right, Katie, give me the eye.
Know,
what's
what
the
is gross? 96 bags of poop on the moon. Now that's gross.
Katie's poop.
Okay.
Speaking of fungal.
So NASA actually offered scientists and people like $3 million if they could figure out what to do about their poop situation on the moon. So
right, what
all,
do you do with it?
This is all from the Apollo mission back in the day. So they dumped off all their bags of vomit and urine and feces off their shuttle onto the moon so they could have a lighter load.
Can't they just be normal and mix it into butter?
Exactly.
Yeah, what the heck?
NASA doesn't know what to do with it, though, especially they have a moon mission plan, so they really want a good look for them when they don't want to go to the moon and have all these bags of poop.
They have the house clean.
You know, this is legit, though. What do you do with it?
Yeah, so they actually, they opened it up to scientists and people and was like, what are your, you know, I guess.
Ideas.
Yeah, what are your ideas? What are your suggestions to clean up this poop? And they had all the submissions. March 31st was the last day to get your idea in. So now they're combing through them, figuring out what's the best one. But whoever has the best idea is going to win $3 million. And they're going to go clean up all this poop on the moon.
Can't they just bring a golf club up? Because weren't they up there hitting golf balls and it just was like, woo, all the way to the other side of the moon? Just do that with your turds.
Then it goes into the universe. They want to save.
Well, then it's universe turds.
Way.
It's universe's problem.
Trust me, it won't fill up.
Anymore.
It's not going
to
fill up with poop.
They want a safe way to figure out how to dispose of all this. And again, that's why they've asked all the smart people in the land to help them figure it out. So whoever the smartest is wins $3 million.
The weirdest thing is that they didn't get rid of, like, any other things. They were like, well, we need to lighten the load, so the poop needs to go.
I know,
like,
that's
why
what needs to
they
go.
They couldn't, I mean, take one
they
less moon
like
rock or
30
something.
Bags up there. Did you say that?
No, it was 96 bags.
Oh, it was 96?
They're trying to figure
did
out what to do with 96
what
bags.
What were
they?
Diarrhea? Or like 96 bags?
Well, nerves, man. You got
that's
nerves while you're
lot.
Up there.
The that's, nervous poop? That's what you need to
do? And I think it's also the poop when they went up there, right? Like, it's all of it. It's the poop that was on the shuttle for the entire journey, and then they dumped it off at the moon when they got there, and that's what
so
they're
gross.
Trying to figure out is what to do with that poop
hey,
on
you know,
the moon.
It's obviously childish, and we can laugh at it, but it's a problem that needs
it
to be
is.
Solved.
$3 million problem.
Yeah, I'm
going to
get on that.
Yeah. Well, it's already passed. You can't do it. The smart people
I'm
have
not
going to
get
over.
On that.
I know. Yeah.
Darn it. I missed my opportunity. Isn't that funny? That would be your claim to fame, though.
It would. Yeah.
Getting
I figured
rid
out
of
what to
excrement
do.
Excrement on the moon.
The poop on the moon. Yeah. Yay.
Put that on your dating profile. That's it. There's your PMI this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.